Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in Upstate. It is a Tuesday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. Mark Sturgis in studio with Virgil Ward here on the other side of the desk is my producer's already been fishing once today, and guess what? I got the feeling that he's going back a second time since we're out of here at 5:30. Of course, we will give way to the Clemson Baseball Network as they are down in Conway, South Carolina, taking on Coastal. And this much we know, no issues with rain, anything else. And, of course, this week, one of the most beautiful weeks that we've seen all year, maybe in the last year, to be honest with you. So, again, Clemson baseball coming up at 5:30. Same thing takes place on Thursday and Friday. This is it. It's the end of the regular season. Now, the Tigers, again, at Coastal today, they close up with Wake Forest, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. As a matter of fact, everybody's games for the weekend are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. South Carolina tonight, they host Upstate down at Founders Park before they head over. What a rough way to end the year when you need a couple of wins. They will close out the year over at Mississippi State Thursday through Saturday, and it looks like Mississippi State may have played their way into a national seed. And, of course, South Carolina tied at 7-20, and someone between South Carolina, Kentucky, and the school that I went to, Alabama.
And we're, I feel like I'm going to have an aneurysm every time I do that.
Well, the point being, you're going to hear somebody else attempt that here in a little bit.
It gets harder every time.
But the point being, Alabama, Kentucky, and South Carolina are all 7-20 in SEC play. One of them sitting out the SEC tournament, if not two. So toughest on South Carolina is they're at Mississippi State this weekend after hosting Upstate tonight. Also, Furman and Wofford will be closing out the regular season as well in baseball. Wofford at UNC Greensboro Thursday through Saturday. Furman will host Mercer. No midweek games before they get together. The SoCon does next week at Fluor Field for the Southern Conference Tournament. And then don't forget North Greenville University hosting a NCAA D2 regional this weekend with Mount Olive in there and Lincoln Memorial University. Diesel, this was an interesting. I love when you get into D2, D3, NAIA. You get some really cool nicknames, if you will. I bet, you know, Lincoln Memorial University is up in Tennessee. I bet I have an idea of where this name came from, but their mascot name, the Rail Splitters. There's one that you don't hear a whole lot of the time. So, again, Landon Powell, North Greenville, they're hosting a D2 regional this weekend. All right, a lot of different things. Tonight is the Zion sweepstakes. I mean, forget the fact that Golden State and Portland are playing game number one tonight in the Western Conference Finals. Diesel, the story of the night is simply the Zion sweepstakes because – it feels like whoever sees their name come up in the lottery tonight, they will take Zion Williamson number one. Now, you know, it's weighted, everything else. It's not exactly the same as it was a couple of years ago when it comes to how the odds are. There's three teams with a 16% chance of seeing their ball come up tonight. However, all we have heard, is the Knicks, if they, and they're one of the teams that has the best odds, doesn't mean, but they are one of the team that has the best odds when it comes to seeing their ping pong ball come out in the number one slot. It seems like we are now, and listen, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on, but it seems like a lot of smoke, and where there's usually that much smoke, there's some fire. that the Knicks, if they see themselves get the top pick, they're not keeping it. They'll take Zion and then do a trade for Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans. Diesel, that would be an interesting move because is Zion, I feel like he's going to have a really, really, really good NBA career. But it's going to have to be in some circumstances, as it is with every player, being in the right place at the right time. So do you gamble? I mean, New York is such a dysfunctional place. James Dolan, probably one of the worst owners in the NBA. Do you gamble and keep Zion and pair him potentially with a Kevin Durant? That's what we hear. Or if you see your name come up number one in the draft, do you trade for Anthony Davis, who we know is disgruntled with New Orleans and wants out of there, and pair him with KD? Because I'm telling you, in the long run, you know what you get with Anthony Davis.
Yes. The truth is, there's not a wrong answer.
No,
there
isn't.
Either one of those. Both of those are perfectly acceptable ways. Now, with Zion, with any player, it's going to take them a year or two mm-hmm. to sort of figure out the NBA. And what do you want to do? Do you want to set yourself up long term, or do you want to set yourself up now? And the Knicks, God, they need as much now as they can get.
The thing is you may be risking a little bit of publicity because Zion's he's the guy since what? I don't know. I don't know who's brought this much fanfare into a potential number one draft pick. But you're going to get the whole effect of Nike and everything else. I mean, so the reality is you hit the nail on the head. You couldn't go wrong either way, but you do know what you're going to get with Anthony Davis. He's already a seasoned veteran, and after wanting to get out of New Orleans, I bet he plays really, really hard for this next team he lands with.
Well, the one problem with that is he's not going to be happy in New York City with James Dolan as his owner. I mean, he may be happy at first, but that's going to fall apart because it's James Dolan, you know? So he may be happy for a year,
but
in years 2, 3, and 4, is he going to have the exact same issues there that he has in New Orleans?
Well, that's an interesting play. But you know what? I think he wants that big market. I think he wants the some of these guys, they want to live in anonymity. But they also want all the lights and cameras on them while they're on the court. And you can't have it both ways.
That's Kyrie right there.
You can't have it both ways. But tonight, again, 8:30 is when that draft lottery starts up in Chicago. And here's the deal. The order is pretty much established. And if you see one of those teams don't have their ball pulled out into a particular slot like 11 or 10 or something, then guess what? You know they're in the top three. And that's going to make for interesting fanfare. But the lead-in is to game one of the Western Conference Finals. And, of course, it is Portland. C.J. McCollum, Damian Leonard and Lillard and crew, they are on the road at Golden State. And, listen, here's what we know. Golden State closed out the Houston Rockets in style on Saturday night. So we'll see. Kevin Durant out for at least game number one, possibly game number two. This may be a little bit of a look into the future when it comes to what Golden State will be.
So we just put this up on the ESPN Upstate Twitter poll. If you had the number one spot tonight, what do? Do you take Zion or do you trade out the number one pick for Anthony Davis? Hit up at ESPN Upstate and tell us.
Yeah, so, of course, that's money, money, money. Boy, you and I are thinking, what were you? I wasn't even looking at it, and you were giving me the money sign. Either way, it's going to be money, money, money
Williamson. This is the hand sign that Italians make when they want to cuss at each other.
Yeah. So you're already wanting to do that to me. Trust is the is the 4 o'clock keyword. You can text that into 72881, 72881, trust. Trust the process, Diesel. Trust the process. Now, here's the reality. We're all going to watch that. We also got them bums up in Raleigh playing tonight against the Boston Bruins. It's an absolute must-win game for them bums, and this is what I mean for the Carolina Hurricanes. You will not come back from 0-3 down against Boston. I don't think you come back from 0-2, but you got no chance if you don't win tonight. So, again, that's a 8 p.m. puck drop up in Raleigh. The Boston Bruins up 2-0. Last night, St. Louis tied the series at 1. They get a road win at San Jose. So that series tied 1-1, now headed to St. Louis. So there's your NHL. Again, you can text TRUST to 72881 in our free cash stash contest. All right, Diesel, when we come back, we're going to get into a few different things on the NBA. We'll open up the phone lines, but we're going to lead back in with something. I feel the urge. I feel the need to laugh. You know, we got LeBron trade rumors out there that we're going to get into as well. The Zion story that's coming out of Spartanburg that, quite frankly, he gave some serious thought to coming back for a second year at Duke. So a lot of different things in the NBA, and give us your opinion of what you would do. Take Zion if you get the number one pick in the upcoming draft, or would you take him and trade him for Anthony Davis? Give it to us straight up. But we're going to give you something when we come back in. Tim Conway passed away today, 85 years old. I think also saw Doris Day passed away, what, at 97. But Tim Conway, if you're old like me, fuddy-duddy as Diesel likes to call it, Sunday nights at Grandma's house back in the day, you watched the Carol Burnett Show. And the reality is you watched to see what Tim Conway could do when it came to Harvey Korman or Carol Burnett or Dick Van Dyke or whoever else was in the troupe that particular night, because he would not necessarily tell his partners in crime, if you will, on the Carol Burnett Show what he was up to. And some of the most memorable nights in my life growing up were watching Harvey Korman and Carol Burnett in tears when it came to Tim Conway. Well, happened to find a piece that reminds me a little bit of our guy Diesel that you can follow at Diesel on Radio. We'll bring you back in with that. We'll tell you the Zion story. They made him go, apparently, into the NBA draft. Also, LeBron James trade rumors out there as well. A lot of NBA action. Also, Tiger Woods news coming up at 4:37. Also, storylines from the PGA tournament and a whole lot more. 844-GSP, ESPN. Would you trade Zion for Anthony Davis in the upcoming NBA draft?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This elephant had this little dwarf trainer, and just used to put a little ballerina skirt on that elephant. I'd go around the circuit, like that. It was so laughable at the time. There's a rumor going around the circus that dwarf and the elephant were lovers.
There's a little Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show. And Diesel, before we go any further, he passes away from after battling dementia. But for those that don't know, Carol Burnett, you know, he was a co-star on the Carol Burnett Show with Harvey Korman. This is what Carol Burnett told the Hollywood Reporter a couple of years ago about Tim Conway. Quote, Tim's goal in life was to destroy co-star Harvey Korman. One time he got him laughing so hard during a dentist sketch that Harvey Korman literally peed on himself live on the air and had to turn from the camera. So, again, can you even say dwarf elephant trainer in the 2019 world? Remember, this is from like 73, 75, 77.
Wait, is the guy the dwarf or is the elephant the dwarf?
The guy's the dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah.
A dwarf trainer, not a dwarf elephant.
Right, right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, dwarf trainer. But my point being, now college campuses won't even have a comedian on campus anymore. Why? Because somebody's going to be offended. So, anyway, we've lost the ability to laugh.
What does Bobby Mack's image piece say? He's ground zero for insensitivity or something like that.
Something along those lines. But, hey, I got the feeling, you know, he passed away this morning. I got the feeling I know what I'm doing later on tonight, watching some old skits from the Carol Burnett show. Because it's comedy. It's the NBA comedy right now, Diesel. We have the Eastern Conference Finals going on starting tomorrow night. Tonight's the Western Conference. It's Golden State hosting Portland. Of course, tomorrow night, game number one between Toronto and Milwaukee. But, you know, you've already put the poll up on Twitter. And give us an update when it comes to draft. Basically, these are your two options. Draft Zion number one, or if you're the Knicks, draft Zion and trade him for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, the poll's only been up for a couple of minutes, so we're certainly not saying this is a huge number of votes so far, but 19 votes, 79% say take Zion. They want the splash.
Yeah. So, again, only 1% of the precincts reporting at this time. We'll keep right. them updated here over the next 9 minutes.
I'm with them. I take Zion. Show me a guy who's had a bad attitude, and I don't want him on my team.
Yeah.
I don't want guys with bad attitudes in my locker room.
Now, you know, Zion's refreshing. We'll see if he can become jaded, because once you reach a certain level, you have to become a little bit jaded. But the word is this morning, Diesel, that Zion gave some serious, serious thought into returning to Duke for a second season. Why? Because he had a blast. He enjoyed hanging with his friends. He enjoyed being the big man on campus. He enjoyed living in the, you know, all this stuff. And apparently gave some serious thought into coming back for a second year until Coach K and some other people that got involved and said, no, no, you already missed 6 games your freshman year with the blowout of the shoe. You don't want to risk this. You know what I mean? And common sense did prevail. But is that not kind of a refreshing story to hear in this day and age of how somebody that might be this generational athlete had such a good time on college, on a campus where he got free tuition, free room and board, free food, that he almost gave up however many millions of dollars right now. Now, I'm sure there's a shoe contract in place, but almost gave that up when we had moms of draft picks last year claiming that the NCAA was nothing but slavery. I love Zion's attitude. That's probably why I'm going to keep him, because it's about the game. And that's why, you know, when everybody came out and said he doesn't need to come back this year, you know, just sit it out, get ready for the draft. Basketball players play. That's what they do.
Well, I want to know who made that decision. Did he make that decision, or did everybody around him make that decision for him? You know, if he really wanted to, he would have gone back to Duke.
Yeah.
For another season.
I think
there are a lot of influences, and man, it is so hard to turn down that much money. I get it. I'm not begrudging him at all, but you know, if he really loved Duke that much, he would have come back to Duke for another season. But I want to get to this Twitter response earlier. It's from @FishMob. He says, if it's a straight-up number one pick for Davis, then I'd be hard-pressed to not do that trade. But it won't be just the number one pick. Zion will most likely be a brand
right.
for that team and that city. Brands bring in money and fans. Take Zion.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well said. Well
Very
said.
Well
I mean,
said.
You know, Anthony, like I said, Anthony Davis is a great player. Zion Williams is a brand already.
Yep, and that's what's going to be interesting. Listen, you know what? I guess these guys really want to challenge themselves at the highest level. You know what I mean? But How many of them are really ready to go face this responsibility at 19, even 20 years old? Millions of dollars being thrown at them, the travel, the wear and tear. We saw a Dallas Cowboy arrested for a bar fight, this and that. We see, you know what? Be careful what you ask for, but this much I do know. Zion's prepared for this. Spartanburg Day School prepared him for it. A year at Duke prepared him for it. When most people go, when some of the one and done moms last year were comparing the NCAA to slavery and everything, go take a look at Zion. To me, Zion actually benefited from a year in college. His brand could not be as big today, heading into tonight's draft lottery and then what next month's ultimate, the draft. His brand would not be as big today, tonight, if it weren't for his successful year at Duke. So I think you can honestly, if you take a step back and look at it, you can make the comment, Zion benefited from his year at Duke, and I think he realized it, and he gave some serious thought, apparently, for going back for a second season. Now, the other news when it comes to trades, again, some of the biggest action in the NBA not going on the court tonight in the Western Conference Finals or the Eastern Conference tomorrow, but how about this? The Philadelphia 76ers were upset. It's going to be interesting. Their coach, Brown, it was thought to be if they did not make the NBA Finals or at least the conference finals, he might lose his job. But he made it to game number 7 of that series. But there is apparently the willingness to shake some things up, Diesel. We've already heard that the powers that be, some of the people around Jenny Buss, the owner of the Lakers, which includes Kurt Rambis, who has really just slid into that Magic Johnson role very quietly. There are a lot of the powers that be that are in her head going, hey, man, it's time to trade LeBron. Well, this one came out late last night. We've already asked you, would you do a straight-up trade, Anthony Davis, for Zion? Would you do a trade? And I'm sure there's going to be other pieces of the part, but this is from Tom Haberstroh of NBC Sports suggesting the Philadelphia 76ers are willing to trade for LeBron James and give up Ben Simmons and a couple other parts. You remember Ben Simmons, number one draft pick a couple of years ago. They said at this point, which I think is garbage, that Ben Simmons has as high of an upside this early in his career as LeBron does on the backside of his. I'm not sure that's the case because we saw missing in action posters of Ben Simmons in the playoffs looking for my jump shot. You know what I mean? Would you even touch? I mean, the thought being there's Joel Embiid in the long term for the Philadelphia 76ers is going to be the alpha male. You know what I mean? That it's his team. And that eventually Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are going to end up butting heads. The reason that they say LeBron might be interested in this is this would definitely move him up in trying to win another championship on his way out the door. So the Lakers, I think, and you go listen to the chatter. He was out there, LeBron was, saying how surprised he was. Tyronn Lue did not get the job, but as head coach of the Lakers. But now that you start to look back, Diesel, I think you see a little crevice, the San Andreas fault between the L.A. Lakers and LeBron. Because that's one franchise that thinks they're bigger than one player. So my point being, you've got to rebuild. I hear Lonzo Ball might be in a trade with Chicago. But my point being, would you, as Jenny Buss or the L.A. Lakers, would you say enough's enough and trade LeBron for Ben Simmons and a couple other parts?
No.
No, I wouldn't either. But the thing is, is he going to be disgruntled? Is this going to be LeBron's team? Is he going to be one out of here eventually? Because that's been the storyline. After every few years, he's off to somewhere else. So I'm telling you, I'm hearing there is a lot of chatter out there amongst a couple of teams about how they could go out and trade for LeBron James. And again, I think it comes back to this, right or wrong. The Lakers think their franchise is bigger than one LeBron James. So it's going to be interesting. Don't forget tonight, game number 1 of the Western Conference Finals, and that is – the Portland Trail Blazers at the Golden State Warriors, and you'll be able to hear that right here on ESPN Upstate. Also, when we come back, Diesel, we're going to talk some golf, but let's give an update on our two state teams playing in the NCAA Golf Regionals right now. Clemson's in good shape. The Tigers are playing in the Austin, Texas Regional, and Diesel, there's nothing like home course advantage. All right. Clemson is tied for second in the Austin, Texas, University of Texas Regional at even par. They've shot back-to-back even pars. The University of Texas, playing on their home course, has a 16-stroke advantage over Pepperdine and Clemson, who are tied for second place. Clemson headed into the final round of the regional tomorrow. They are 10 clear of fifth place. They will really have to go out there and play bad tomorrow to not make the finals of the NCAA tournament. South Carolina headed the opposite direction right now. They have dropped down to a tie for ninth. They are now 11 shots back of fifth place. Again, third place tomorrow. But South Carolina, here's the deal. The Pullman Washington Regional, in which they're playing in, is playing the easiest of any of these golf courses. So if they get hot tomorrow, somebody else loses their swing. They could get back in it, but 11 shots is a lot to make up in one round of college golf. All right, so when we come back, Diesel, there's this little thing kicking off Thursday up at Bethpage Black called the PGA Championship. What are some of the storylines? Obviously, it's Tiger, but I want to discuss with you what took place with Tiger Woods earlier today in a press conference. And listen, the reality is a young man lost his life. The reality is the whole situation stinks as well. And we'll take your opinion at 844-GSP-ESPN. Don't forget, we're live tomorrow. Frankie's at Five Forks. Yep, back there again. Cannot wait to go out there. Diesel will be with us. Patrick Brown will be in studio. So if you're in Simpsonville, make sure you check us out at Frankie's at Five Forks tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
74% in our Twitter poll still say, take Zion, man. But you know what? Even that can be a risk. I can tell you, do you remember Kwame Brown, Diesel? Yeah, I can see the blank stare on your face. Taking number one out of, I think, Brunswick, Georgia back in the day. Right out of high school. Had no business. So number one picks can be a bust. I don't think that's going to be the case for Zion. All right. The PGA Championship's at Bethpage Black. But Diesel, one of the biggest stories. And I know exactly why the lawyers did this. Today or yesterday, Tiger Woods and his group of management at the Woods, it's a restaurant in down in Florida. They've had a lawsuit filed against them. Listen, first of all, I want to make sure that you understand we aren't belittling the loss of anyone. All right, a 24-year-old young man passed away in a car accident in which he was driving a Corvette, but the lawsuit came down yesterday, and it's against Tiger Woods as well as his girlfriend Erica Herman, as well as the general manager of the Woods Jupiter, Florida restaurant. They face a wrongful death lawsuit brought by the parents of Nicholas Emsberger. He was a 24-year-old bartender at this restaurant. He had a blood alcohol level of 0.25. That's three times the legal limit in Florida when he crashed his car at 6 p.m. on December 10th, 2018. Now, Tiger Woods had to hold a press conference at Bethpage Black this morning to address these issues, and he said it was a terrible ending to and a sad ending. He said, "We're all very sad that Nick passed away. It was a terrible night, a terrible ending, and we feel very bad for him and his entire family. It's very sad." Now, under Florida state law, Diesel, the people, the management of a restaurant that overserves can be held liable, and I get it. But here was a this is a publicity stunt, and I want your opinion. It feels like an ATM grab, because the attorney for the family had this to say yesterday, quote, "Just like he ignored his own problem for years, he and his girlfriend chose to ignore this problem that his own employee had." Talking about the employee was a alcoholic. Had attended some Alcoholic Anonymous meetings. He's also 24 years old. His parents are blaming this on Tiger Woods, the restaurant, and his girlfriend, even though they weren't there.
Did Tiger Woods pour a drink?
No.
Was Tiger Woods in the building when it happened?
No.
Is it Tiger Woods' responsibility to watch every patron at the bar and decide how much is too much for them?
I guess according to Florida state law, but in Mark's world, no. But this is where, first of all, everybody has the right to work. But if you're a functioning alcoholic, is a bartender the best job? That's like trying to be a cocaine addict and, if you will, work as a bouncer in a strip club. Guess what? It's going to find you. You know what I mean? It's going to find you. But this is what bothers me from Emsberger's mother, Mary Bilowski. She says, "I feel they failed me. He referred to the Woods as his family and his friends, and when he needed them, they looked the other way."
So this person whose family, I'm going to try to screw them over even though they had nothing to do with it?
I guess that's going to be decided in the court of law, and I don't know. But here's the reality. We want to blame people for what bad happens. You know what? If you sit down and you start drinking as an alcoholic, I don't know. Maybe if I saw video and he's falling down or something. But you know what? As a functioning alcoholic, you can be twice the legal limit and nobody know it, that you're slam bam drunk. But my point being, I don't like mom saying it. "I feel they failed me. He referred to Woods and his family as his family and his friends. And when he needed them, they looked the other way." Well, mom, can't the same thing be said for you?
Yeah, if you know your son is an alcoholic, why aren't you out there holding his hand all day? Oh, that's right, because you don't want to be held responsible for his actions, but you want somebody else's wallet to be held responsible.
Listen, again, a young man lost his life. There's no right. But the timing of this during the PGA Championship week, I'm sorry, it looks like a money grab. Why? Because we have told you the buildup for Tiger Woods at this PGA Championship at Bethpage is like, quite frankly, nothing I remember in a golf tournament here too recently. So the timing of it's suspicious, all right? I'm sorry. I'm going to be that guy. I have a little bit of a conspiratorial attitude the older I get. Number two, what happens if they play their cards right, the parents of this young man?
Their son's still dead.
Well, that's the ultimate tragedy in all this. Don't go ask for $150 million in restitution, this, that, and the other. Go ask for a couple of million, and I promise you it would be cheaper to write the check to pay this off than it will be to have to go through the entire court process and drag your name through it.
See, that's one thing. It's the sad reality, but that's thievery. That's holding somebody's wallet hostage. That's saying it's going to cost you more to litigate this than it will just to give me money. So just give me money. It sucks.
I can't disagree with that. So, again, listen, I don't want to belittle the fact that a young man lost his life. Maybe you can hold. I guess we all have to hold people responsible. But I'm just a little bit curious of the timing of it, the fact that the lawyer for the parents bring up, just like he ignored his own problems for years, he and his girlfriend. I don't like him getting out there and throwing Tiger under the bus in that manner. And then, hey, man, They failed him, not me as the parents. Gator Neil, are we even close to being correct? Because like I said, timing is everything in life.
I think in some ways you are, although I don't agree with everything you've said, okay. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I do agree that it's probably a money grab in some ways. I think they feel like that they're entitled to something because they did lose their son, which is tragic. You know, I mean, 24 years old, you don't ever expect to lose your kids before you go. You know, I mean, that's just the way life is supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Where I don't have any sympathy is Tiger Woods is a real piece of crap. I'm just going to say it like it is. I don't care. He brought me to golf. I will be the first to say that. I never in my life watched golf until Tiger Woods started to play. So from that aspect, Tiger Woods is unbelievable. I think he's the greatest golfer I've ever personally seen as far as a person. And I never come out and say, you know, I joke around a lot and kid around about things and go back and forth with people, but I really don't mean anything by it, especially like Clemson fans. With Tiger Woods, I've met Tiger Woods. And I'm just going to say it. He is just like he's on the crap list for me, just like Dwight Howard is, because I've met them both. And neither one impressed me very much with some of the things that I saw personally. And in my 43 years, almost 44 now, I've learned one thing, and that is you believe 50% of what you see and 0% of what you hear. So I wouldn't just come out and claim that I think he's a bad person if I didn't actually see it myself with a couple things I saw him do with kids when the cameras weren't on. But,
is he the real life David Sims from Ten Cup? It's like, truth is, when the cameras aren't on him, he's mean to old people, he's mean to kids, and he hates dogs.
He was portraying, Diesel, I can answer that. He was portraying a certain way when the camera was on.
Yeah.
And obviously, when the camera was on, you could tell it because they would give the signal and whatnot. And as soon as the camera would go off, I mean, he would go into this stoic personality that was just, I mean, it was something out of this world that I couldn't believe. Now, this was pre all this things that came down. Maybe he's a changed person now. I can't speak for that, but I know for back then, I was not impressed at all from what I've seen as just a person. Like I say, as a golfer, he's incredible. So I don't have any sympathy for whatever happens in this case. I do think the timing is fishy. I do think that the timing was perfect for them in the mm-hmm. aspect that they have the major coming up this weekend. But as far as the golfing aspect, I said it before the Masters that I thought he was going to win two majors this year, and I'm going to stick by it. His mental game seems to be back at this point. He's never going to be the Tiger Woods that we saw 15 years ago. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Because, you know, as you know, Sturgis, we get old, you know, Mother Nature always wins.
Yep. You can't fight that fight. Yep. So I guess my problem here, Neil, is real quickly. Thanks. We got to get out to break. I don't like the mom out there saying, I feel they failed me. In some ways, to me, that's passing the blame on to somebody else. Sometimes, and you know what? In the aftermath, who knows how we would all act. We'll take your opinions. 844-GSP-ESPN. We're late. We're out at 5:30. Don't forget, your keyword is trust. We'll also give you the 5 p.m. keyword before we go to Conway, South Carolina. It's Clemson at Coastal. So, Diesel, what edition are we on when it comes to a Microsoft upgrade or something like that? I mean, wasn't it just 10.0 that came out or something on my phone? Granted, it's old
no
as
idea.
Get out. I'm sure I'm running about two behind you on
but
my
I know,
phone.
Sturge, you still use Internet Explorer, so that says a lot.
Well, the point being, when it comes to that, we are now in the world of Tiger 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair way of looking at this? Tiger... We now have a new chapter of Tiger Woods' career with him winning the Masters and now saying that he feels like he's healthy and has a shot.
He's got to win more than one tournament for me to say this is Tiger 2.0. He had a phenomenal weekend. I'll give him all the credit in the world for that, but I can't say we're at Tiger 2.0 until he goes out and wins another one.
Well, the thing is, I don't ever even thought that we would be contemplating this, but to me, that's what Tiger, forget about this story that we just talked about. And again, I don't want to belittle the loss of any young man. That's just tragic. It's not right. But sometimes we have to be accountable for our own decisions and actions as well. But the storyline of this week is Bethpage Black. He won there. the U.S. Open there in 2002, but this will be a different course. They have restructured some greens. They have changed the 18th hole up. But the biggest thing is the rough won't. They're coming out of a colder time up in New York. I'm really surprised, I guess what I'm saying. They were willing to risk New York State in May for the PGA Championship. You would have think that they would have put it in Texas or Florida, somewhere like that, this first time in May. But Bethpage Black brings up that question. That is a course that Tiger has won on before. And will he do it? The other thing is it is the first PGA Championship in May. I don't know what that does, but it will be different. And you know what, Diesel? As human beings, we're creatures of habit. As golfers, we're even more creatures of habit. You have to go through your pre-shot routine. So I don't know if there's going to be any kind of curveball when it comes to this weekend, but that's something to watch for. And the final thing is there's two other things. Number one, Jordan Spieth is out there trying to convince people that his game is rounding into shape. Hasn't been that good here recently. But the one storyline that we have now dropped off when it comes to professional golf is Jordan Spieth's only 25 years old. If he wins a PGA championship this weekend, he will have the career Grand Slam. He will win a Masters, a U.S. Open, a British Open, and now a PGA Championship. And again, at only 25 years old, with a couple of decades of more championship-level golf if he takes care of himself and his back and neck don't give out. Now, Jordan Spieth hasn't won in 2 years, but he's telling people he's on track. There's no indication that that's actually the case. But, man, that could be a historic win on Bethpage Black in the PGA Championship in May, to see a 25-year-old young man that it's almost become a little bit of an afterthought wrap up the career Grand Slam this weekend. But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and tell y'all, even though I'm mad at him, you got to go. I'm going with Brooks Koepka. And here's the deal. He's won both the U.S. Open and a PGA Championship. He's placed in the top five in three out of the last four PGAs. But he's just a big game hunter, if you will. In this course, it's going to be hunted by big game. I'm talking guys that can hit the ball long and high and straight. And Brooks Koepka, he's pretty much at the top of that list right now, no doubt about it. The thing that I have to overcome with Koepka is just simply the one photo that he put out there on Twitter, Diesel. I mean, I know why he did it. Nobody was looking at him in the thong. Everybody was checking out his girlfriend in the thong. But it I'm sorry. I wouldn't have done that. There's a lot of things that I wouldn't have done. But that will get started on Thursday. Tonight, it is the NBA draft lottery. Here are the odds for each team heading into tonight. 14% for the Knicks, Cavs, and Suns. The Bulls at 12.5%. The Hawks at 10%. And I'm telling you right now, I'd love to see somehow the Hawks come up number one and Zion go to Atlanta. The Wizards have a 9% chance of seeing themselves come up in the first slot. The Mavs, 6. The Grizzlies, 6. The Pelicans, 6. The Timberwolves, 3. The Lakers, 2%. And the Hornets, Heat, and 76ers at 1%. And the reality is Charlotte is stuck in a quagmire. I just don't see how the Hornets franchise gets any better, especially if you lose Kemba Walker. But chances are you're drafting down there 12, 13. And, you know, to put it bluntly, there has been some misses by the Hornets franchise when it comes to drafting in the teens in the recent NBA drafts. So again, Michael Jordan might have been a great player, but his eye for talent has been a couple of different things as far as running the Charlotte Hornets franchise. So when we come back, we'll give you a key word for 5 p.m. And also, we'll get out the door here at 5:30. We'll join up with the Clemson Sports Network, Don Munson, calling the game, the Tigers at Coastal. They will come home and close out the year Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Wake Forest before next week's ACC tournament. Also, news coming out on that ACC tournament. Might we see it again here in the upstate in the near future?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.